You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
What could bring someone to wear a 300-pound silk costume covered with sequins and ostrich feathers? Well, in Philadelphia, that would be the New Year's Mummers Parade. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Mumming traces its origins to the medieval tradition of Christmastime pageants and plays. The word comes from the German Mumme, meaning mask or disguise. The Philadelphia parade goes back to New Year's masquerade balls from the 1800s. Jack Cohen is the curator of the Mummers Museum.
Well, the Mummers are a group of men and women who came into this area. They were originally called the New Year Shooters, because they would shoot guns out to celebrate the New Year. They would have the custom of visiting neighbors on New Year's week, and the neighbors would give them cakes and actually put the cakes in a cake wagon, proceed up the street. At midnight, they would count the cakes. Whoever had the most cakes won first prize. Then eventually, in the late 1800s, they were divided into what we call clubs. And the Mummer clubs would go down as a whole unit into the lower part of South Philadelphia, perform a skit, and it'd be rewarded with food and drink. Later on, it became prize money. And around 1901, the city of Philadelphia started the parade with the Mummers to celebrate the opening of City Hall.
The first Mummers parades at the beginning of the century were only 2 hours long. These days, Philadelphia's New Year's parade runs for 10 hours. Please visit our website at pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.